up, guys? I'm here just to review my mock draft that I made for the upcoming draft tomorrow. So I'm just going to go through the first 14 lottery picks, give you what I think about each player, and we'll get through it. Starting at number one, obviously this is not going to include trades because I'm not going to even try to predict that, because trying to do that is just nuts. Although I will point out times where I think there could be a trade. Number one, Pelicans. This is obvious. We've known for 7 months, I think. Yeah, around that much time. Who was going to be? It's Zion Williamson, power forward from Duke. He's going to be maybe the big man center for the Pelicans. You know, could play with Lonzo Ball and maybe Darius Garland, who they can get in the 4 pick. And Brandon Ingram. He's like my player comparison. He's kind of like a Draymond Green type. He's better, obviously. He's like a mixture of Draymond Green and LeBron James. He has that kind of small ball center type, like Draymond Green. He has the explosiveness of LeBron. And that's what sets him apart from everyone else. That's why he's number one pick, and that's why there's no debate. I think he'll be a very good player in the NBA. I don't know why people... I was kind of not on the Zion bandwagon during his college basketball days. Until I watched him play against Michigan State in the Elite Eight. Even though they lost that game, he was almost unstoppable. And he didn't really take a lot of shots at that. I thought he could have done a little bit more. It was a very close game. And he was kind of their only scoring option. But we'll get to that when we talk about R.J. Barrett with the third pick. Second pick goes to Memphis. No surprise here, Ja Morant. Out of Murray State, he's a point guard. Memphis just traded Mike Conley away to Utah in exchange for picks and a couple of players, like Grayson Allen and Kyle Korver. I like the trade for Utah. They never really had a point guard. Like Ricky Rubio, I guess. Like, he's like fine. They never really had a good one. So I like the trade for Utah and for Memphis, just to give a high potential player like Grayson Allen and I think the 19 overall pick, and the veteran presence of Kyle Korver, who can help Ja Morant. I expect Ja Morant to go here. He was very very good in college. He took his team to the round of 32, where they lost to Florida State. Florida State. He played extremely well against Marquette, had the triple-double. This is a great pick. My comparison to Russell Westbrook, very explosive. Not that great a shooter, but he can dunk it from anywhere in the paint. And he's very good at finding his teammates and making them better. With the third pick, it's the New York Knicks. R.J. Barrett, small forward from Duke. This is also a no-brainer, even though the reports that it could be Darius Garland, I don't see it. It will be R.J. Barrett, and it's a good pick. The problem with R.J. Barrett is not really a scorer, which is a problem, obviously. He had trouble in that Michigan State game I was talking about earlier, just scoring, and big problems from the three-point line and from the free throw line. He has to get better at that. I think he will, and I think he can. Very athletic type, and he's a good scorer. He averaged 20 points in college basketball, and, you know, if you do that, you're obviously good at scoring. Another thing, he's not. He's definitely a scorer, but he has to get a little bit better from deep and from the free throw line. Those are free throws that, I'm not going to say cost him the game, but definitely hurt their chances. When he missed the first free throw against Michigan State, and then purposely tried to miss it but made it on the second try. To the fourth pick, we go to the Pelicans. This is where I think a trade can possibly happen. A lot of talks about Bradley Beal being traded here. I could see that happening. I like the pick. I like the trade if you're New Orleans. Cause I think there's a big drop-off between the first two picks, first three picks, and then the rest. Plus, there's a debate between who you want. Between Darius Garland, Jarrett Culver, and DeAndre Hunter. So I think they'll go Garland here, explosive shooter. only played 5 games in college, and then he got hurt, so you don't really know much about him, but he's a good shooter, but he can also kind of ball handle. In New Orleans, I think he'll be a great fit with Lonzo. They kind of need that shooter. They don't really have it. Lonzo's not really a great shooter. Evan Ingram isn't great. Josh Hart's fine, but he's not really a starter. He can be matched up with Drew Holiday in the backcourt. Maybe that'd be an interesting fit, actually. What do you do there? You have Holiday, Ball, and Darius Garland. That's why I think they might trade it and get Beal, because I don't know, Garland's not really a great fit there. But if you're going best available, it's him. His player comparison is probably Bradley Beal, honestly. They're kind of the same player, but Beal has more experience, which is why I think you'd have to prefer him. Both of them are great shooters, I think Garland will be a future all-star. He is a kind of, he plays like that, and I think he'll be a very good player in the league. I think he'll be great whichever team he's on, whether it be Washington or New Orleans or anywhere else, or maybe even Atlanta. Cleveland Cavaliers have the 5th pick in the NBA draft. I expect them to take DeAndre Hunter, the center from Virginia. Very good championship game. He is able to knock down threes, which is important for centers nowadays. And he's a very good player. Good fit for Cleveland. And I think he'll play well with Colin Sexton in the pick and roll game or anything. He can shoot. He's just a very good player all around. He's a smaller center, he's athletic, I'll tell you that. He's definitely a more modern center, not something you might see in the olden days, I guess, with like Shaq and Hakeem and Patrick Ewing. So he's kind of new into the game, a new more modern type center. I see him as a good fit in Cleveland. I see him as a very good player. He's very good in the championship game, obviously high-stakes game. I think he'll be good. He's kind of like an Al Horford type, except not as big. But he'll be good. He'll be a good fit for Cleveland. To the 6th pick, Phoenix, I think, the good news for Phoenix is even though they dropped out of the spot they wanted, number 1, 2, or 3, I think that you're fine getting Garland, Hunter, or Culver. I think they get Culver, and I think he's also a very good fit for them. He's a nice shooting guard, small forward. He can shoot, has a good mid-range game, and can drive. He's able to just take over games, play very well in the tournament, except for the Final Four. He kind of choked a bit. And that's kind of the position that Phoenix needs, and they have Booker at the 2, and I think he'll work very well with Culver at the 3, and obviously with Ayton. That could be a very good matchup. I think Culver is he'll be very successful in the league, just like he was in college basketball. Talking comparison, I'm kind of thinking of like a mix between Kevin Durant and Trevor Ariza, like with the height of Ariza, but the shooting of Durant, not like on that level, but close. So somewhere in between there. You have Jared Culver. Next, number 7 is Coby White. He's a guard from UNC. He played very well in college basketball in general. I see him in Chicago, a good fit. Play with Zach LaVine. He's one of those players, he can go up to the top 4. This is also a trading spot. There were talks about Lonzo Ball for the 7th pick. Now that he's New Orleans, I don't think so, but I could see this pick being traded, but although I like Coby White as a player, he's kind of a bigger point guard. Even like he could play small forward almost, and he's a very good player. He can shoot. He has good ability because he's big, so he can drive. So I see him as kind of like a, I don't know, better version of Ricky Rubio. Bigger, obviously. So somewhere in between there. He's a very good player, and I think he'll be good in the NBA. Next up with 8, we have the Hawks' 1st pick. Cam Reddish, I think they need that three-point shooter, like, at the small forward. He's, like, he's a 6'9 shooter, which is something you don't really see a lot. And he kind of got overshadowed at Duke. I think he has high potential. And obviously, once you get to the late, early first round, which is, I'm going to say, like, from 8 to 13, you're kind of going for high potential picks. And I think that's exactly what Cam Reddish is. Very high potential. He could be a knockdown shooter like Klay Thompson, or he can be, I see him as more of a Kyle Korver type. Honestly, kind of big and tall shooter. Or maybe even Jay Crowder. Jay Crowder, I think, works better. So that's where I kind of see him being. Although I think he can be good. He has high potential. With the 9 pick, I have the Wizards taking, I'm probably not going to pronounce this right, Sekou Doumbouya. That's definitely not right. I don't know too much about him since he did not play in America. But from what I hear is he's an athletic, kind of small forward, power forward combination, which is good for the Wizards. It's hard to make a comparison because I really didn't watch him play too much. I'll go with, like, a taller version than Otto Porter. I didn't really watch him play too much, so that's where I have to go with him. I assume he has high potential. Overseas, the top overseas player you see with Luka, you never know. Like, they can be extremely experienced, and if they are, then he struck gold, and that's, I guess, what the Wizards are doing, high potential in the late, early first round. With the 10 pick, the Hawks again from the Mavs. Jackson Hayes, I think, is the consensus 10 pick. He's a center from Texas. He's kind of, what kind of worries you a little bit is Mo Bamba from last year. He was a 6th pick and is kind of falling off a little bit. Which would kind of have to be his comparison a little bit. Although I could see him being a little bit better. He's kind of that put-in center, you know. He's athletic, but he can definitely put the ball back in. Good rebounder, I think he'll be a good player, a good fit for the Hawks, who can have a lineup of Trae Young and John Collins at the 4, with Hayes at the 5 and Reddish at the 3, and that's not a bad lineup. Maybe even a playoff team in the East, you know, because it's the East. So, yeah, I think he can be, I think that's the kind of spot that the Hawks are looking for. Number 11, you have the Timberwolves. I have them taking Rui Hachimura, the Japanese player from Gonzaga. He played very well in the tournament and throughout the whole season. Gonzaga had a nice schedule for them in the regular season, and they had success in the tournament. He's like a athletic power forward, but he's tall. He's very, you know, he's a more of a post to driving player, not so much of a shooter. But I think he'll be good. I think he's a very high upside, as much of these successful college basketball players do, and I think he can be a very good player someday. It's hard to see what I see him like. I see him as a Blake Griffin kind of player, a very athletic 4 who can, you know, put the ball in the hoop, like dunk it. Kind of like his teammate Brandon Clark, who we'll get to later. So that's who I see him as. Next up, we have the Hornets taking Nasir Little, who's a small forward from UNC. Very high potential pick over here. Did not really play out too, not really play too well for UNC. He could have been better. He's kind of a 3 player, small forward. So he was ranked very high and pretty much a top 5 pick going into the year. But kind of didn't play to his potential, so he fell down the rankings. The Hornets, you maybe think of drafting a point guard if you don't think Kemba will stay, or even trading the pick. But I like the fit here as a big small forward, kind of big, like kind of Andre Iguodala type. He's not going to wow you with his shooting abilities, but he can shoot, and he's a good driver. He's kind of big and built big, I guess. Next up, we have the Heat taking Brandon Clark. Brandon Clark was, in my opinion, one of the more impressive players in the college basketball tournament. The way he played for Gonzaga was unbelievable. He was extremely athletic.
extremely good on the defensive end, especially in that Florida State game, grabbing steals all around, putting in windmill dunks. That's why I really like the pick here. And I think he'll be a great player in the NBA. It's hard not to use a Blake Griffin comparison again, so I'll try to find a different one. He's very athletic as a 4, maybe even a 3. Acrobatic dunks and such. Maybe an Aaron Gordon. Yeah, I see an Aaron Gordon type player for him. I think he has high potential, and I really like the pick here. Last pick, the Celtics Bol Bol, center out of Oregon. You want a comparison? I'll give you Boban, I guess, big and tall. Taco Fall, who we might see drafted later. Look, high reward. He was supposed to be a very good player until I think he broke his foot or fractured it, that he missed almost all the season. And if you're Boston at 14, I see them trading one of their 3 first-round picks. Could be this one. Maybe Bobo will fall to one of their other first-round picks. But I think he's a good fit for Boston here, and I like the pick. I think he has high potential, and that's what you're going for at number 14. So thanks for listening. That was my mock draft breakdown, and we'll see the results tomorrow. Thank you.